attorney or the right against self-incrimination or something else. We'll come back to Kristen Walker's question about due process in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking very good, not seeing any delays on 9890 or Highway 29. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So then we get into the part of the interview that I would say made all the headlines yesterday. Until he made further headlines about Alcatraz. Irrelevant. That is pure distraction. That is not ever going to happen. It's absurd and silly and ridiculous, and pay no attention to that particular distraction. But back to Kristen Welker asking what is a fairly serious question about the right to due process in connection, of course, with the deportation of people suspected of being illegal immigrants. Why can't you just deport everybody? Because you don't know who is and who isn't. That's why you have due process, because you don't want to make mistakes. Presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law beyond a reasonable doubt, right? All of these concepts hang together. Anyway, back to the interview with Kristen Welker.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is sort of like step one with your frustrated, disappointed, discouraged. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. No, the answer is yes. This is not even a hard question. And, of course, by saying I don't know, he's implying that, I don't know if everybody gets due process or not. Anyway, I'll let him finish out the question and answer.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Well, the Fifth Amendment says
I don't know. It seems... It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have 1 million or 2 million or 3 million trials. We have thousands of people that are some murderers and some drug dealers and some of the worst people on earth.
But
some of the worst, most dangerous people on earth. And I was elected to get them the hell out of here, and the courts are holding me from doing it.
They may well be. Let's grant everything he said, okay? Let's grant that it is the worst kind of criminals. And let's grant that there are a lot of them, and let's grant that it would take a lot of time and resource and court attention in order to process all of them properly. This is a classic strategy when you're engaging in a debate with somebody, or in this case, in a debate in absentia, but, you're debating an idea. If you take all of their premises and grant them and they prove their conclusion, then this does the conclusion, therefore people don't deserve to have due process, we can just deport them at will. Does it follow? And the answer is it does not follow. Even if he's right that they're horrible people, you know what we do with horrible citizens? We give them due process. You know why we give horrible citizens due process? Because all persons get due process. Does it matter whether they're alleged murderers? Well, we know they're a murderer. Yeah, but until you prove it. How do you prove it? You go to court. All of this stuff hangs together. So it doesn't matter whether there are millions of them. You can't elect somebody to not honor the Constitution. You literally elect them to take an oath to support the Constitution. And so it doesn't matter whether you believe they should get due process. The mistake for him to say, well, I was elected to get rid of these people. Okay, true. But there are rules for how you get rid of them. Continuing.
But even given those numbers that you're talking about, don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know. I have to respond by saying again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me. And they are going to obviously follow what the Supreme Court said.
Oh, goodness. That's the one that made all the headlines. Don't you still have to follow the Constitution? I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna give Trump a little bit of a break here. Because I think here's what's going on in his mind. Okay? In his mind, we are in a state of national emergency. We are under invasion. We are suffering the consequences of foreign powers taking advantage of our open society and smuggling fentanyl and criminals and all kinds of destabilizing things into our country. This is, I think, in Trump's mind, this is what's going on. And if all of that is true, and we are in something like a war, the argument would say, in extreme circumstance, extreme actions have to be taken. Right? I mean, and so theoretically, hypothetically, could he declare a state of war, a state of emergency, a state of, which there already has been some declaration in this direction, a state of martial law. You know, how bad is the crisis? Because it's true that in extreme circumstances, certain elements of constitutional or legal provision do go by the wayside. That's correct. Now, he's not saying that in this interview, but I think that's what's going on in his brain. And when he argues that I don't know whether I have to obey the Constitution, it sounds insane. And it may well be crazy. It may well be that he doesn't realize that he is also an agent of the Constitution, that the president is one of the key agents of the Constitution, and that it is his obligation to look at the actions that he is thinking about taking and ask whether they're constitutional before doing them and allowing the courts to decide that they were unconstitutional. He is the repository of that responsibility before it ever gets into something that the courts could look at. So all that's true. But does it mean that the only thing worth saying is, I don't know whether I have to uphold the Constitution? No, he should have said more. I wish he would have said more. Because if he had said that, if he had said, look, Kristen, despite our heavy control of the border, you do realize that we have been under attack. 70,000 people killed a year. Foreign agents coming across our border, both of them. You know, these are things he's said before, but he just didn't connect all of the pieces together in that interview. Or I guess I should say, we didn't hear it on the air. I haven't listened to the hour full interview to know whether he brought any of that in. I don't know whether he did or not. I wouldn't think so, because I would think they're honest enough news people that they would have included that if he had. So I think that's what he's thinking. Now, when you put that context around the I don't know if I have to, you know, honor the Constitution, it's still not good. It's still the kind of thing that you should say differently. But you sort of start to see something approaching a reasonable viewpoint that certainly does not come across when he simply says,
you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a it's not a good short clip. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Seeing as how the VP is such a VIP, shouldn't we keep the PC on the QT? Because if it leaks to the VC, you can end up an MIA and then we'd all be put on KP.
Very little of Good Morning Vietnam that's historically accurate, but there was an actual Adrian Cronauer, and he was actually a, you know, DJ radio host. And apparently when he saw the film, he loved it. So, good enough by me. 626 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I've just seen some minor delays as you, if you're traveling southbound on Davis approaching Olive Road, just some minor delays there. But other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I'm getting a couple of people text me and say, Andrew, if they didn't enter the country legally then or using due process, then they're not entitled to due process on leaving. No, that's actually wrong. They are entitled to due process because you have to verify that they entered illegally. That's the allegation, and always an allegation until it's proven. Immigration courts would be due process. It's not for citizens only. It's not for residents only. It is for all persons. That's the phraseology of the Fifth and the 14th Amendment. All persons, and all persons means, guess what? All persons. You cannot deport or punish or any fine or, you know, all of these things without due process of law. And these are not things that come only to citizens. There are certain rights in the Constitution that flow only to citizens. Voting does not flow to everybody, right? But due process rights, right to free speech, assembly, religion, these things do flow to all persons, not only to citizens. 628 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Jury selection begins today in the Sean Diddy Combs sex crimes trial in Manhattan. He's facing a possibility of life in prison on a number of charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering. 4 victims are expected to take the stand in that trial. It could take more than 2 months as it goes through the courts there. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy voicing his displeasure over recent delays and cancellations of flights in Newark at the airport there. He calls that unacceptable and is pushing for a reversal of staff cuts at the FAA. And Skype shutting down after 2 decades.
No,
Microsoft.
No, what will we do? How will we go on? It's not possible. I'm leaving.
It's weird remembering these things that popped up, you know, when I was still, yeah.
It was the big, cool, cutting-edge technology. Look, you can talk to people on the computer and see them. Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing at the time, and now it's dead.
It's just gone.
dead and gone.
So I can finally uninstall it?
I suppose so. It's time, Andrew.
Andrew, my friend, I love you, but it's time
next
to
you're going to tell me that nobody's
it?
Using MySpace anymore.
They aren't.
Look, your MySpace wall is safe.
All right.
It's good.
I actually never even had a MySpace account. David, thanks so much for the
you
update.
Didn't?
No.
You
no,
really
did. That skipped
didn't.
Me right back. I started early on Facebook, and I was never on a MySpace. Not at all. Never had a good enough internet connection, honestly, at home. I was on dial-up and then DSL, and then got a job at a radio station and started on Facebook when it was fairly early, and just never did the MySpace thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, skipped me right on pad. Didn't do Vine, you know?
Well, I don't think
who
did.
Anyone else, right? I like the concept of Vine. I mean, Vine is just TikTok, right?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, just you can do a little bit longer and a little bit less articulate and poorly edited. And that they call that TikTok. TikTok right. Is just longer Vine. Right?
Right.
With less reliable sources. Too harsh? Probably too kind, honestly. Hey, Pensacola Navy Days all this week. There's stuff going on all this week, including the 4K run and next week and the Plaza de Luna events. And you got ships going to be down at Palafox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's as un-American as it gets. President Trump saying he doesn't know if he has to uphold the Constitution and the right to due process for everyone he wants deported from the U.S.
It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have 1 million or 2 million or 3 million trials.
The president on NBC's Meet the Press later saying he wants to reopen Alcatraz prison in San Francisco, closed in 1963, now a tourist attraction.
Trump wrote on Truth Social, "For too long, America has been plagued by vicious, repeat criminal offenders who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering. That is why I am directing the Bureau of Prisons, together with the DOJ, FBI, and Homeland Security, to reopen Alcatraz to house the most ruthless offenders."
Fox's Brooks Singman. The president also says he wants tariffs on movies made outside the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 60 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll get more on our weather forecast in just a few minutes with Brooke Richardson. A Pensacola man is recovering from a gunshot wound after allegedly attacking an elderly couple at a home on Rebel Drive. This happened over the weekend. Shots were reported at the home on Sunday morning. Deputies believe 35-year-old Daniel Sonier was the aggressor in the incident. He was described, was described as being a case of domestic violence. Sonier was taken to an area hospital and then remotely booked on battery and domestic violence charges. He's currently being held at the Escambia County Jail. A teacher from Mobile has been identified as the victim of a fatal hit and run last week. Officials say 50-year-old Jonathan Braswell was reported missing on Friday. Investigators say he was hit by a car and taken to a hospital where he passed away. The driver reportedly did initially stop and then left before law enforcement got to the scene. An Okaloosa County woman facing charges after allegedly shooting at a family member during a disturbance at their home over the weekend. This happened Saturday. Okaloosa County Special Response Team responded to the home and breached the door to take her into custody. Linda Taxter remains in the Okaloosa County Jail. Well, hundreds of volleyball players were in Gulf Shores over the weekend. There was a big national tournament happening. Now, originally, that was supposed to happen in California. The National Collegiate Beach Volleyball Tournament was scheduled in Huntington Beach, but it had to be moved after the area was hit by wildfires earlier this year.
You know, this is a great event for our beaches. Not only does it bring in 16 teams, but, you know, they bring friends and families that travel here, that stay overnight. They spend money in our restaurants and our attractions. So it is a great boost for our economy, especially this time of year because we're not quite into summer. So it's a good early boost in May for our businesses.
Michelle Russ with Alabama's Beaches Sports and Events. And that tournament, not new to Gulf Shores. It's actually been hosted there since its inaugural event in 2016. They had planned on moving it to California for 2025, but the wildfires meant a quick change of plans. Now, the Coast Guard says they had to rescue dozens of social media influencers that were on a sinking yacht off of Miami Beach over the weekend. A 63-foot yacht started taking on water. Eventually, it capsized. The Coast Guard, police, and a private vessel all jumped into action that helped to get 32 people on board to shore with no injuries. It's not immediately clear who owns that yacht or what caused it to start sinking. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Get a quick look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on 98 eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, you will see some delays as you start to approach the Windhaven Beach, about a 5 to 7 minute delay. I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly this morning, not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with temperatures warming up into the upper 70s for high 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Tuesday, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high near 82 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. For Wednesday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 59 degrees right now. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were mixed this morning as investor attention turned to the Federal Reserve meeting and interest rate decisions slated for later this week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was down by less than one basis point at 4.316%. CNBC reports the Berkshire Hathaway board voted unanimously to make Greg Abel president and CEO on January 1st of 2026 and for Warren Buffett to remain as chairman. Hathaway shocked shareholders over the weekend when he announced his retirement at the end of this year. Air Products said it is delaying the startup of its $8 billion blue hydrogen manufacturing complex in Ascension Parish, Louisiana, and won't move forward with the project until it sells off the facility's carbon capture and ammonia portions. Air Products CEO Edward Menezes said the earliest the facility will begin production is 2028. Futures are moderately lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 564. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
President, first 100 days have been the most dynamic since FDR. In that short time, President Roosevelt created vital government departments, forged new alliances, and established our nation's social safety net. And in just 100 days, President Trump did the same thing, only in reverse.
Hi, he'll always be your favorite president, and perhaps your next pope.
Oh, Saturday Night Live, yeah, Saturday Night Live has, it comes and goes in terms of its funniness level, but you know, a lot of what it did on Saturday was actually relatively funny. We'll get into talking about the Pope thing. And also, I'm getting a lot of texts from people who are unfamiliar with the Fifth and the 14th Amendment. And that's fine. You know, if you don't know, you don't know. And so I'm here to help. We'll talk about that in a second as well, because this question of whether illegal immigrants have any rights, they do. But I'll explain in a minute. Let's the open when, you know, they have Trump. It's always going to be Trump. That's the only thing that they've got. And that's fine.
I've also signed 147 executive orders, everything from banning paper straws to defunding PBS. I understand Elmo has now been apprehended by ICE. Brought to you by the letter L for El Salvador. He's not coming back.
I mean, this is brought to you by the letter L for El Salvador. And if you're asking why that's funny, I cannot explain it in a non-condescending way. I mean, that's just funny.
We've got a few new executive orders, and here to help is Deputy Chief of Staff and Lord of the Shadows, Stephen Miller.
Mr. President, it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Wow, even the nice things you say sound like Kylo Ren.
Which, it's so funny, because I was literally saying this to you the other day, John, that Stephen Miller, whenever he shows up in the White House, he looks like Megamind. You know,
he does.
He's getting ready to hatch some plot against Austin Powers or James Bond or maybe all of them, you know. Mr. President, I'm here. You know, he has that look, and he has the funny, the big forehead, and I'm not big on making fun of people for how they look. I think it's actually really usually inappropriate. But this cracked me up. Stephen Miller is the Lord of Darkness. And then here's the thing. If you're gonna make fun of somebody, especially if you're gonna make fun of somebody like President Trump, you have so much material.
Oh, you do. He gives you so much.
You don't have to invent anything. The man made an AI or posted an AI-generated picture of himself as the Pope. It's target rich, okay? And also as a lightsaber-wielding Jedi for May the 4th.
Oh, yes.
It's target rich. You do not have to make things up. And SNL, because they're guided, unfortunately, mostly by hatred and blinded by it, they make stuff up it might be funny, but it's not on target. And when you have so much on target, you do not have to make things up like this one. This is funny, but it doesn't have anything to do with Trump.
All right, sir. This order would reduce the number of interracial couples in TV commercials.
Oh, it's just too many, right? You see them in the kitchen together making meal from HelloFresh. He's wearing loafers. She's got tight braids. You're like, where'd they meet, you know? What do they even talk about? It's insane.
Well done, sir.
So it's funny, but is Trump opposed to interracial couples? I mean, J.D. Vance's vice president is white. J.D. Vance's wife is Indian. It's a little bit of a miss on the substance, right?
This order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know?
So, again, funny, but is he endorsing Bill Belichick dating this woman who's, what, 40, 45 years younger than he? I mean, you know, Melania's younger. Yeah, but not by that much. Not by this ridiculous. I mean, anyway, so, you know, it's fine. But the key, I thought, the thing they actually didn't spend enough time on was there was all kinds of material they could have done with the Pope thing. Even on Update, they brought it up.
Well, guys, it happened. Last night, President Trump posted an AI-generated image of himself as the Pope, apparently ordering a one-way ticket to hell. Who posts a photo of themselves dressed like a guy who died a week ago? Trump was at the Pope's funeral. That means he walked past an open casket and was like, oh, we should do a Who Wore It Best.
So, what to make of the Trump AI Pope photo? 437-1620. We'll talk about this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Rapid Radios. They are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Just some minor delays just east. If you're headed eastbound on 98, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, you'll see those delays. 7 to 9 minute delay now. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, Sean. Oh, I said I would address this. I need to get it out of the way real quick. I still have people texting me asking me, well, did the founders really mean no person, that everybody gets these rights under the Constitution? Yeah, that's what no person means. And by the way, for example, the Fifth Amendment literally says no person shall be held to account for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless in a presentment of indictment by a grand jury, except in cases arriving in land or naval forces within the militia when in actual service in time of war and public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. It's clear as a bell. It's for everybody. You say, well, did they really mean that? Yeah, because they also know what the meaning of the word citizen is. And if you read in the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which is one of the questions about birthright citizenship, are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Clear. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. In the same paragraph, they are using the word citizen and then also using the word person. Why? Because they know the difference in the meaning of the words. So, yes, these do apply to everybody. All right, back to the Trump Pope photo. I'll start with this. It didn't offend me. And the reason it didn't offend me is because I'm not a Catholic. I don't venerate the Pope. I don't view the Pope as holding any special position of power, authority, representation from God. I'm a Protestant. Okay? I thought it was a terrible idea. I thought it was stupid. I thought it wasn't funny if it was meant as a joke. I thought that it was offensive. But again, it doesn't offend me because the Pope is not my leader. The Pope is not my recognized authority. The question is, what do Catholics think? And here there's, you know, the response from the Catholic world has been unequivocal. Everybody from Timothy Dolan to the bishops to Italians have said, this is terrible, this is offensive, this is inappropriate, this is stupid, this is, I mean, like, there's no, nobody likes this. The question is whether people who are not normally, you know, people who normally are Trump supporters if they're Catholic and look at it and say, oh, that's just a joke. Haha, no big deal. This is kind of what J.D. Vance said. He's a Catholic. I was curious what he would say. And he said, no big deal. Also, what people who are critics of the president and Catholic might say, who might write it off as being no big deal. That's kind of the, it's always the who goes against their normal inclination. You know, I'd be curious to see what those people say. Is it sacrilegious? Well, I mean, sacrilegious is kind of a funny term. I would say yes, because it's against a religion. It's offensive to a religion. But then again, it's not really for me to decide as a non-Catholic. I'm just saying it seems that way, which is why a lot of, and I don't like the idea of being offended on other people's behalf unless you ask them what they think. And in this case, like I said, the Catholic world has pretty universally said, no, this is terrible. Trump world responds by saying, oh, can't you take a joke? Really? Really? The president of the United States is joking when he puts himself in papal vestments and posts it on the White House Twitter page after being on Trump's Truth Social? Like, this is funny? It's not funny. It's stupid. It's arrogant. It's ridiculous. And it's offensive to a lot of people. And that's why nobody should do this. But again, my view, it doesn't offend me. It doesn't sacrilege me. It doesn't blaspheme me. It does, you know, because it's not, the Pope is not my guy. So I don't hold him that way. 437-1620. There were a lot of people that thought it was fake at first. A lot of people thought this cannot be true. And then you just go to the social media and you find out. 437-1620, 437-1620. So this is another one of those cases where, you know, yeah, I think it's absurd and ridiculous and obnoxious and very on brand, because that's his brand, is to do ridiculous, obnoxious, arrogant, offensive things. You, at a certain point, and this is the problem I always have with President Trump, at a certain point, you if you keep demanding that somebody be something that they're not and keep getting upset when they're not what you want them to be, I mean, who's the dummy? You know, like, I know who he is. And so sometimes even the most surprising thing, well, it's not that surprising, because the boundaries that most people have, he does not have. Now, is that, you know, and if I keep being offended or upset or surprised by that, is that his fault for continuing to be who he is? Or is it my fault for continually being surprised that he is who he is? You see what I'm saying? Like, sometimes for Christians, I like to give this advice. You know, you're going to connect this the wrong way, okay? And I apologize. This is not how I mean it. But when lost people act like lost people, you shouldn't really be all that surprised. Right, John? You're a theologian.
Right.
You know, right? When lost people act like lost people, that shouldn't surprise you. When lost people act like saints, that should surprise you. And when saints act like lost people, that should surprise you. I mean, those are... But when lost people act like lost people, you shouldn't be surprised. Okay, so... And I'm not saying Trump is a lost person. I'm just... As a connection. You know, when smart people act smart, you shouldn't be surprised. When dumb people act dumb, when Vladimir Putin acts aggressive, and you know, you shouldn't be... Like, don't be surprised when Trump acts like Trump. Right? I mean, it's you who's not adjusting your expectations. You can still criticize him. You can still say he's wrong. But to be surprised by it, it's kind of, that's the mistake. 652 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Astronauts. They'll be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Three.
No, no.
What happened?
He hates bright lights.
Good morning, 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We were talking about the President Trump putting the AI picture of himself as the Pope, and you know, in what sense is that surprising? In what sense is that offensive, or whatever? And somebody said it's not too much to ask that the president be, you know, presidential. No, you can criticize him. I'm just saying, don't be surprised when Trump does Trump things. This is his brand, right? I mean, and just because he was elected with a brand doesn't make the brand okay. But this is all baked into the analysis, right? Exaggeration, misrepresentation of facts, aggrandizing statements, outrageous things, stuff you would never expect a normal president to do. Have you not seen any of the news in the last 10 years? Like, it's known. It's not a surprise. It doesn't mean you can't criticize, but don't be, you know, like pearl clutching. Did you see the latest thing? What, the latest thing where he's just being him? I mean, you know. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still no accidents to report to you this morning. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays if you're traveling eastbound through the Windhaven Beach or approaching the Windhaven Beach area. You'll see just minor delays there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, speaking of the Pope, Catholic cardinals from around the world are making final preparations to select a successor to Pope Francis through a process known as the conclave.
This will be the largest and most diverse conclave in the history of the Catholic Church and will be undoubtedly influenced by the man they're trying to replace.
And that's NBC's Jay Gray. Once the conclave begins later this week on Wednesday, 133 cardinals are taking part in the election. They'll remain behind closed doors in the Sistine Chapel until a candidate for Pope receives a two-thirds majority vote. I don't believe that's expected to be President Trump.
No, I would think that's not. Yeah. Although I will say, though I thought the Pope thing was in terrible taste and not funny and mostly offensive, I did see a follow-up where somebody had posted the picture of the chimney that they're assembling, you know, for the smoke, and it had orange smoke coming out the top. And I thought that was that made me laugh. That was funny.
It makes you laugh, but then you don't feel good about it afterwards.
No, I feel very bad about laughing, but absolutely. Yes, I laugh.
Today's the day, Andrew. The Department of Education is back to collecting defaulted student loan debt. That means if you're behind on your student loan payments, you could be referred to a debt collector or get a surprise deduction from your paycheck. And
garnishing the wages.
Loved ones from the MLB fan that was hurt when he fell from the stands at the Pittsburgh Pirates game last week have shared an update on his condition. The family of Kevin Markwood posted that he is now awake and alert. He's apparently in his early 20s, and they say he still has a long road ahead when it comes to recovery.
Thanks so much, David. I appreciate that. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next vehicle and you want a great resource, it's Frontier Motors. Now, obviously, they have a lot of good cars, okay? Cars that are a year, two, three, four, maybe years old with 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles, something like that. They only specialize in, they only really stock low mileage, good quality cars that are relatively recent manufacture, not new, but gently used, because they're going to warranty that car to 10 years or 100,000 miles. That's what they specialize in. It's for folks who don't want to spend on new. They want to buy something that's been owned by one or maybe two people. Often it comes back on a lease, and you're going to have it for a long time, and it's going to be very, very reliable for you. That's what Frontier specializes in. But they're also a great resource. If you want to ask them questions, you know, they see a lot of cars. They see a lot of people. They hear what people say about which cars they do and don't like. And so they tend to stock ones that people are more going to like, but they also can advise you. This is what people do and do not like about these cars, and maybe you would like this better. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. One of the questions I get, continuing to follow up on this question of whether people who are here illegally do or do not have constitutional and or human rights, and they do have both. Absolutely, they have both. Somebody says, well, I thought you just read in the 14th Amendment, it says no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person. Correct. And then they said, but how does that apply to the federal government? Good question. Answer? Anyone? 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 The Fifth Amendment was there first. And the Fifth Amendment is the one that says the federal government, no person shall, which is a restriction on the federal government. What the 14th Amendment was doing was taking the restrictions against the federal government and incorporating, is the official doctrine, or incorporationism, incorporating them against the states. So because the 14th Amendment specifies that states can't, it was adding to the fact that the feds already can't. So neither the states nor the feds can deprive anybody of their due process. That's the idea from both of those amendments.